Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.
Danny, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Vision View Sports Radio.
Absolute pleasure. Morning, Tata and listeners. Thanks for inviting me.
It is such a pleasure. Now, Danny, I recently just got out of a biologically secure environment for football for the return of the PSL. It was harsh. And, you know, we know what COVID-19 has done to sports and access to stadiums. What is hermetic mobility? Because I do understand it's about screening units to safeguard patrons, especially when they go to sporting facilities.
So, Tato, it's actually twofold. What mm-hmm. we have to do is get into this new norm that is dealing with COVID and dealing with it in our everyday lives, mm-hmm. As well as making sure we can get people into an event space, such as a stadium, to watch live sport, and make sure that legal liability for the stadium management is managed. So they've put all the processes in place to make sure that fans, A, are safe, and B, that they enjoy the experience like they would under normal environment.
Okay.
So just to give you an example, case in point, we've recently installed 3 months ago a unit at the Wanderers Cricket Ground.
Okay.
And they're gearing up for fans to watch live sport again. And what happens is a fan will arrive at our unit. They walk through. Their temperature's taken. Their PPE could be handed out at that point, a mask of sorts. And they disinfect. And if the person is asymptomatic or it seems like their temperature's under control, then they let into the facility. Of course, social distancing is adhered the whole way through the process. And it basically just sets up a formalized structure within a shipping container that we've converted using WHO quality standards. And basically it creates a safe environment so that everyone can enjoy the space again. We don't only provide this within the sporting and event infrastructure, although I understand the show is largely around sport, but we do provide this to large corporates or businesses or environments such as mine, where you have to screen screen people rapidly into an environment of choice. So that's kind of what we provide. We're seeing a lot of traction.
Mm-hmm.
We've reached out to SAFA, SARU, you know, John O'Leaf Wright from Central Gauteng Lions Cricket has taken the view with us.
Mm-hmm.
He's partnered with us. We're very proud of that. It's a unit in use, and if anyone's in Johannesburg, they can pop down and have a look at the unit. And we're very proud to be a part of the solution. You know, the business was born, the technology is brought from the US, from our holding company, Miller Paneling Specialties in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a proudly South African manufacturing business.
Nice.
We manufacture these units 100% in South Africa in Gauteng and Western Cape. And we export our units overseas as well. So you can understand for the export market and local market, the quality has to be of a certain standard. So, we're very, very proud of what we're doing at the moment.
And, you know, Danny, like I'm saying, I was in a biologically safe environment and really was an eerie feeling going to those empty stadiums, going to F&B Stadium, which is a 90,000-seater stadium, the biggest on the continent, and there were like 50 people in that whole arena. And truth be told, we do know what COVID-19 has done, and this would also give families the opportunity to go into the stadiums and watch their favorite sporting codes without the fear of this virus that has been a global viral pandemic.
Absolutely. I mean, as we speak, I'm standing looking out my office window here at the Cape Town Stadium. And I think
I was there and it was empty.
Yeah, I mean it's a shame that we have these facilities, and I can only imagine the strife it's bringing these stadium operators mm-hmm. and events companies and the industry as a whole.
Yep.
But you know we're resilient South Africans. We love our sport. We want to get out there. So I think there is. The fans are keen to get back in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. And of course, the operators of these stadiums and event spaces are equally encouraged to get things going again because obviously they need to make revenue from the ticket sales. So we were very, very happy to be part of the solution.
And you did say that all the containers are NIH, CDC, and WHO approved.
Yes, absolutely. So we have other container units that we provide. So we're a solutions-based business.
Yeah.
So just this morning, I had a client call me and say, "Look, we need to treat horses in a hyperbaric chamber. Can you provide that solution for us?" And of course, we can. We're a solutions-based business. Another example is we do clinics, hospitals, consulting rooms for doctors.
Yeah.
And of course, those have to be built to a certain standard.
Mm-hmm.
And then another interesting facility that we're developing for the South African National Defence Force is a CT scanner within a shipping container.
Dope.
That can be airlifted by helicopter. And moved around from site to site. So screening and COVID prevention, testing, and all of that is one side of the business, but we do have another side that is the medical facilities provider, which is fantastic. And, of course, all those units are built to those standards you mentioned.
And you do mention that you're a solutions-based company, so I am assuming that if a client does come and say, we would want the option of having a container assembled on site instead of it being delivered, that would also be an option, depending on the type of container they'd want.
Yeah, so we turnkey a solution for a client. So if they have a specific requirement,
mm-hmm.
we will listen to the brief, then we can get our engineer to design it, and then we build it to those design specifications, and then we'll deliver it to site. All of our units are plug and play.
Okay.
So all they require is an electrician or a plumber where there's plumbing in the unit, required in the unit, and you just plug it in and the unit is self-sufficient and ready to go. We have also been developing some biosafety labs for COVID testing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing a lot of these being taken up for the ports of entry. So, you know, with the new regulations, if you fly without the test and you arrive at the port of entry and they want to test you on site, our units will be used for that. Our biosafety labs, as I said, are built to biosafety lab level 2 to WHO standards. And we equip them with HEPA filters and biosafety cabinets and all the equipment to make sure that those test samples are not contaminated and chain of custody is adhered to throughout the value chain. So, you know, that's the type of offering we have.
That really sounds like a very, very cool offering, Danny. And if there's anybody out there who's interested in these Hermetic Mobility Africa containers that are biomedically secure, biosafely secure, rather, where would they contact you?
Okay, so the best would be to jump onto our website at www.hermeticmobility.co.za.
Okay.
Alternatively, they're welcome to email me directly. That's Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, at hermeticmobility.com.
Okay.
All right.
Danny, it sounds like a dope idea. I might just be calling you up to get myself one of these lacquer containers for December for anyone coming to my house. You know, just
we're ready for you. We're ready for you. Thanks so much for inviting me, and it's been really great talking to you about this.
I really think this is really, really cool, especially noting what we're going through as a country. Also noting that it has been tough seeing fans not there at the stadiums. And we really are tired of those virtual reality fans.
Sure. No, we need to get back to live sports, and we're looking forward to that day.
Super. Thank you so much, Danny.
Thanks so much.
A 360-degree view on sports.